Virgin Radio.
104.4.
Pretty Malik's Gossip.
With Disney Plus. Don't miss the latest obsessions on Disney Plus. Watch Poor Things, Taylor Swift, The Eras Tour, Taylor's Version, and so much more. Download the app and subscribe now.
All right, what you got?
So Ariana Grande over the weekend dropped a very, very highly anticipated music video. It's for her single called The Boy Is Mine after it from her album.
Is that Brandy's remix?
It's not really. I think it's just the title that's taken from it. Okay. Have a listen to the song. Such a good song.
I mean, look, listen to how high she sings.
Yeah, no, it's crazy.
Falsetto.
So everyone was like loving this song when she dropped the album.
Yeah.
And they were waiting for the music video. So the music video is crazy. It's like this homage to like Catwoman. We have Penn Badgley starring in the video, which is crazy. You have no
really?
Idea.
Yeah, I got no idea who Penn Badgley is.
I'm not even going to explain it.
Do you remember you? The TV show
I remember me.
The Gossip
Girl. Do you remember you though?
Gossip Girl.
Are you okay?
I'm not even going to try. Continue.
So anyways, and Brandy and Monica made a cameo in the music video.
Oh, that's cute. So there obviously is
she paid like a little
it, yeah.
nod. So that's pretty cool. SZA, who is coming here to the UAE, Abu Dhabi Wireless.
She's going to be cutting it up on that stage.
Scissor. Get it.
Oh,
November 24th.
Goodness.
Anyway, this is going to be so bad. Okay, I'm going to cut down my story so we can get through it faster. So SZA shared like this acoustic version of Eminem's Lose Yourself. Have a listen. Yeah.
Joking now. Everybody's joking now. Flex for now. Time's up. Overblow. Snap back to reality. Opticals.
So good, right?
Yeah, it's alright.
Well, you think it's alright. Eminem thinks it's great. He's commented on it with like the wide-eyed emoji, and now everyone's like, "Ooh, it'd be so cool to see SZA and Eminem team up." And if you missed it, Eminem, there was like the opening of some station in Detroit, and Eminem like jumped out on stage and did a whole performance this weekend. So Eminem is back.
He's back
in like full force, which is pretty cool
without,
to see.
Without the blonde hair, he's dyed it brown, right?
It's like dark
brown
hair.
For ages.
Yeah, for a while now.
Yeah, with the brown beard, it just looks different.
Yeah. I think he looks younger.
You think?
Yeah, I feel like he looks younger.
Kinda, yeah.
Depends how, when he dyes his hair, how dark it is, doesn't it?
It's very dark. I think he dyed it for his daughter's wedding.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it looks
He left it too long.
Yeah.
You know, when you put those dyes in the treatment, they say, like, leave it in for 10 to 15 minutes.
Yeah.
4 to 5 minutes perfectly. That gives you the natural color. He's gone in. You know, you see these guys that dye their hair because they're obviously going gray on the top.
Yeah.
And they leave it in there for too long. Guys, don't leave it in there for too long. Like, we can tell.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. You want me to tell Eminem that?
Yeah, tell Eminem he's gone in too long.
I'm not going to
like,
say it, but
Eminem now, every 2 weeks, is going to have to break out the Just For Men.
Maybe that's his natural hair.
Maybe, actually.
Maybe he just used to bleach his hair and this is his natural hair.
Nah.
Hold on, I'll check.
Check baby pictures Eminem. Google it.
Okay. He's light. Okay. I think he's light. I think he's got blonde hair, yeah.
Let's talk Celine Dion. So she sat down for her first ever television interview since she revealed that she was diagnosed with stiff person syndrome back in 2022.
Horrible name.
Yeah, I know.
Why do we call it that?
I don't
know. The syndrome she's got is called stiff person syndrome.
I'll check why it's called that.
Is this Celine Dion?
Yeah, it's so sad.
But here she is explaining what it's like to live with it, what it's like to sing with it.
It's like somebody's strangling you. It's like somebody's pushing your larynx pharynx.
So it's like you're talking like that and you cannot go high or lower.
It gets into a spasm. But it can also be in the abdominal, can be in the spine, can be in the ribs. But it feels like if I point my feet, they will stay in it. Or if I cook, my fingers, my hands will get in a position.
Like
my
cramping.
Feet, it's cramping, but it's like in a position of like you cannot unlock them.
Ah.
Broken ribs at one point, because sometimes when it's very severe, it can break some
a spasm
ribs as well.
So hard that it can break a rib.
Mm-hmm.
That is so sad,
isn't it? So the reason it's called stiff person syndrome is because of the symptoms. Because they couldn't. It's just basically your muscles lock up, and you can't do anything about it.
Stiffness and spasms in the muscles of the lower back, legs, more than arms, and sometimes even in your abs. People with classic stiff person syndromes may have frequent muscle spasms and walk like a stiff person.
Yeah, they say it's stiff. Your
and
muscles
they can be
stiff up,
and they're in pain most of the day.
Yeah. Or Celine. So she's trying all that she can because of the position that she is in financially and, you know, stardom-wise, to try to find more research on it, because there's a very small number of people around the world who actually have this.
Yeah.
So they don't actually know a lot about it. So they're trying to, like, research a bit
scary.
More. But we love you, Celine.
We love you, Celine. Thank you, Pretty Malik. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
Hold on. I found Eminem's hair.
Is he?
It's Burnett.
Yes, he is.
He's a natural Burnett.
He's naturally like that color.
Yeah, see, that's what I said.
So he dyed it the whole time.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's him naturally.
All right. Thank you. You know this genetic testing that we're doing?
Yeah.
Will it, like, pick up things like stiff person syndrome and stuff?
Apparently, yeah. 88 things that you're most likely to get.
All right. We're doing a test a little bit later on today.
I feel like this is a bad idea. We got to discuss this.
Don't worry, because the results aren't coming in straight away. So.
All right, cool. 6:31, we're live. Good morning.
Virgin update.
News headlines, what's happening?
Cold callers in the UAE are facing fines of up to 150,000 dirhams under new rules. And Narendra Modi commenced his third term as India's prime minister following a surprising electoral setback.
Well, when they call up now, they're not allowed to... They can't call us.
150,000 dirhams.
Always going to happen.
Yeah. But
you know what I do when I get a cold call?
What?
This is the conversation. Ready?
Yeah.
Sorry. Hello, sir. Are you there?
How many seconds does this conversation last?
Within 10 seconds, they hang up.
Virgin Radio weather, powered by insurancemarket.ae.
It's 34 degrees.
Wow. Wow.